The Hoonah man who was convicted this month of a murder of two police officers wants a new trial on whether one of the officers was actually in performance of his official duties. The difference could mean as much as 79 years taken off his potential sentence. Matt Miller has more from KTOO in Juneau.
A jury returned with guilty verdicts against John Nick Marvin Jr. on November 3rd. They also issued findings of fact on whether Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokaoka were clearly identifiable police officers. Wallace was on duty and in uniform during the shooting of August 28, 2010, but Tokaoka had not yet reported for duty that night and was not yet in uniform. Marvin could be sentenced to anywhere from 20 to 99 years for Tokaoka's murder, but a straight 99 years for Wallace's murder, because the sentence for first-degree murder of a police officer is defined in statute. Marvin's attorney, public defender Eric Hedlund, wrote in a motion filed November 5th that Wallace's socializing with the Tokaoka family was not part of his official duties. Hedlund has called for a new trial to make that determination. It's unclear, though, if it would be another jury trial or a bench trial in which only the judge makes such a ruling. Hedlund calls Wallace pulling up behind the Tokaoka's vehicle on Front Street in Hoonah and a patrol vehicle a sham traffic stop. Hedlund also refers to a civil lawsuit filed by Haley Tokaoka against the city of Hoonah that Wallace shined his flashlight at Marvin's house for no reason, instead of an official reason like investigating a potential crime. According to testimony during the trial, Tokaoka may have been worried that Wallace's flashlight would antagonize Marvin. It was perhaps minutes later that Marvin fired a rifle from a second-story window of his home. District Attorney Dave Brower opposes a new trial, writing that Wallace was in the midst of performing his official duties, and a jury has already made that determination beyond a reasonable doubt. Brower refers to an example of a beat cop who might stop and chat with a store owner for a few minutes. No indication from Superior Court Judge David George yet if or when the motion for another trial would be granted. Meanwhile, no hearings have been scheduled yet in Haley Tokaoka's lawsuit against the city of Hoonah. Tokaoka alleges negligence because Wallace allegedly breached his duty of care to the Tokaoka family. She also alleges negligent training and supervision, negligent infliction of emotional stress, loss of consortium, which is a loss of companionship and support, and breach of contract because benefits like life insurance that allegedly were not provided. Juneau attorney Mark Choate is seeking general damages in excess of $100,000 and special damages for medical and burial expenses, loss of Tokaoka's earnings, interest, and attorney's fees. According to electronic court records, the city of Hoonah has not yet responded to the lawsuit and has not yet retained an attorney for the case. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.